Kartik, the name of the month, Kartik, Kirtika, from Kirtika, Kartika. The origin is Kirtika. Kirtika is the name of a particular nakshatra, who was supposed to be the daughters of Daksha, Prajapati. All the nakshatra, Ashwini, Varani, and the wife of Chandra, Moon. These 27 nakshatras, their wife has been introduced as wives of Chandra, the Moon, and daughter of Daksha Prajapati. And Daksha Prajapati was also the father of Sati. She was married to Shiva, and that Dakha Yoga, all these things. So there was a fashion to keep the name of the daughters according to that nakshatra we find. That Rohini was the name of Baladev's mother. Revati, another, the last nakshatra name given to Baladev's wife. Then Kirtika, this was the name of Vrishabhanu's wife, Radharani's mother. Of course, father and mother both, Radharani was found to float on a lotus, and Vrishabhanu collected her from there. They had no children, so they took them from the other chief, the particular worship, took her from there. So the name of Radharani, one of the names, is Kartiki, the daughter of Kirtika. Daughter of Kirtika, so Kartiki. She who comes from Kirtika, whose origin, through affection, motherly affection, Kirtika. So Kartiki is one of the name of Radharani. Sanatana Goswami has explained all these things. And because in Gita we find Masanang Margusi Shuham, I am here, I am there, Pandavanang Dhananjaya. Amongst the Pandava, I am Dhananjaya. Amongst the month, I am Margushisho, Agrahayan. Kartika, and then next Agrahayan. So Kartika has some connection with Radharani, with Radha Krishna. Krishna is Agrahayan, and just before that, Sri Radhika, Kartiki. So this Kartika Vrata has got some special reference within Chaturmasya Vrata. 4 months durable, Chaturmasya Vrata, generally observed by the sannyasins. Mahaprabhu, as he took Mayabadi sannyasi for prachar purpose, he is also seen to observe this Chaturmasya. But a special trace is given to this last month of Chaturmasya, that is Kartika, because connected with Kirtika and the Kartiki Radharani. So Vaishnavas are very fond of observing this month. And also we find in Vrindavan, the gopis, they observe this vrata, taking vow the whole month of Kartika. And they are seen to go on with worshipping Katayani, Katayani, praying before her, Nandagopushitam Devi, Patinme Kurutirenu. Their general prayer was that, oh, you, Devi, Yogamaya, Katayani, make an arrangement for our marriage with the Nanda. That was the main prayer. You connect us with Nanda, with the son of Nanda. With that prayer, we observe the whole month with austerity. And so many rules, regulations we observe for that. Kartika, Ketika, Kartika, Kartika Mahina, Ma. It's representation of Radharani, and just after that, Masana, Margushishuvam, I am specially to be dressed in the mantra, Margushisha Agrahaya. We find. In this Kartika month, and in this new moon and the full moon, in the new moon section, the Panchami, the fifth day, that is the day of the disappearance of Thakur Narottam. And who is this Narottam Thakur? There is a book named Narottam Vilas. There it is elaborately mentioned about Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur, he came in a rich family, ordinarily a rich family. His elder brother was Krishna, by name Krishna Janda. Narottam Thakur, he did not marry. He remained all alone in the life of a brahmachari. Of course, before his birth, perhaps, when Mahaprabhu went to Ramkeli, after 5 years of his sannyas, he came again to Navadvip. And from here, he started for Vrindavan through the banks of the Ganges, along the banks of the Ganges, and went to Ramkeli, where Rupa Sanatana was in service life at that time. And that time he had to pass by the site where Narottam was born. When this Ganges is divided into two, the Padang on that side and Bhagirathi this side, almost near the confluence, just on the other side of Padma, there was a land, Khetori. We visited the place. Narottam Thakur installed there in his afterlife so many vigras. So many vigras, forgot the name. But when Mahaprabhu passing by the other side of the Ganges, and on the right side, opposite the Ganges was the birthplace of Narottam Khetori. Mahaprabhu, he shouted by taking the name of Narottam, Narottam. At the top of his voice he shouted this name. But his followers could not understand why does he say so. Narottam, Narottam. We are told in that book. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu went and saw Rupa Sanatana, and he did not go to Vrindavan, came back, and straight went to Shantipur, from there to Puri again. And then after a year, he went to, from Puri via Banaras, he went straight to Vrindavan. So, we are told that Mahaprabhu knew, he of course knows everything, but still showed that any of his favorites is there by Narottam, expected to come from. That Narottam Thakur, he was born in a caste family, but well-to-do family. So much well-to-do, the local people used to say then as king, Raja Krishna, comes of well-to-do family. And from the beginning, his attitude was towards this Krishna bhakti, automatically inspired by Krishna bhakti, chanting, dancing, etc., the boy time. When they were grown up, about 15, so, and he came in connection with Srinivas Acharya. And they came to Navadvip. They came to Navadvip, and the circumambulation of all the different islands in Navadvip was first performed by them. Mahaprabhu's guardian servant, Isham, he showed them all the places of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. We are told, previous to that, first Nityananda Prabhu, along with Jiva Goswami, his circumambulation is the first. And the next, this Narottam, Srinivasa, Isham. And the third parikrama was performed by one descendant of Advaita Prabhu later on. After that, our Guru Maharaj began this Navadvip parikrama, and that is still continuing without gap. Navadvip Dham parikrama, now in different parties. But continuously, he began about 20 or so, and that is continuously being performed without any stop every year. Then Narottam Thakur, we are told, with Srinivasa Acharya and another Samananda from Vrindavan, they plan to go to Vrindavan. These three combined and went there. At that time, the Rupa Sanatan already passed away when they are on the way. Jiva Goswami on the Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta. Rupa Sanatan gone away. Jiva Goswami and the Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they are Raghunath Das also. Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Loganath Goswami are staying. And these three, they lived there for some time, and they went to Vrindavan, they circumambulated Vrindavan, stayed there some time, long time, and then they took Diksha, these three, from three persons, respected persons. And the Narottam Thakur, he anyhow, he liked Loganath Goswami. Loganath Goswami was one. He came from Yashoda district, and he was attracted to Mahaprabhu, and went to Vrindavan and lived there along with the Goswamis, old man respected by the Goswamis. And he also installed deity in Vrindavan known as Radha Vinod Mata. Loganath Goswami Prabhu, he was a very strict Vairagi. It is told that he is so much so, he kept himself aloof from the public and so eager to be aloof from the any section of people, that it is told that he, after using the water pot, he put it in the opposite way, so that No water he used to stock, lest anyone comes and begs some water and he will have to give it. So strict he was. Won't keep company with anybody. His strict program of bhajan he wanted to follow. And Narottam Thakur, he paid his grace, diksha from him. It is not an easy thing. It is not like company of anyone, good, bad. That is his temperament. And Narottam Thakur, he also won't give up his resolution of his heart. So he took one policy. When Loknath Goswami, when he used to go out in the morning for passing tools, Narottam Thakur detected that place in the jungle. And he used to cleanse that place every day. Fine way. And it attracted the notice of Loknath, who is from Judea. See that this place is being cleansed by some person, it seems to me. So carefully cleansing is this place. Who is it? Then he wanted to detect the person. And going early, perhaps he found that Narottam is doing all these things. But he was too much excited. And Narottam fell on his feet. He would have to grace me, my master. You are my own master. I can't submit to any other place. Accept yourself. Then so much earnestness was there, the Loknath could not avoid, could not dismiss his prayer. Anyhow, he had to concede. And he accepted Narottam as his disciple. The peculiarity we find, then Loknath had only one disciple of Narottam. But Narottam Thakur, in his stage, he overflooded the whole Bengal. Especially Manipur was wholesale converted almost by Narottam Thakur. This reminds him of an incident in Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanuja, Tandon and Acharya, and though he has got many disciples, still it was known in that quarter that one Kanchipur, no? One secluded type sadhu. He has got a sort of mantra which is meant for the highest. And Ramanuj thought he must have that Siddha mantra from that Vaishnava, the great Vaishnava Kanchipur. Then he offered, proposed, but at first he did not agree. Then, seeing his earnestness in his prayer, he agreed, but with one condition. What is that? You don't give it to any other person. With this condition only I can give you only this mantra. Ramanuja agreed. This is more extreme case. He agreed to that. But this affair was known in the public. And when Ramanuja is going to be initiated, accepting that condition to Kanchipur, no, the surrounding place was filled up with so many outside, especially the Vaishnava section. followers of Ramanuja. Then the ceremony was finished, mantra was given to Ramanuja. And the Ramanuja came out with that pledge that it should not be given to any other person. But his nature was otherwise. So many Vaishnava people are waiting outside. What valuable thing, my Lord, you have got. Who is one to get? We are very eager to get it from you. That loud cry and demand. That we want to get that most valuable thing. What you have got just now from that great person. And Ramananda could not keep himself without responding. And he loudly pronounced that mantra to the public. And if Purna was informed, you have given me just now his best for Ramananda. What have you done? Just now, you have given me praise that you won't give it to, transfer it to anyone. But within few minutes, you broke your promise and made it public, ordinary, publicly you announced that mantra, which is so sacred and so kept in so privacy. What have you done? What is your explanation for this? He told my master, your mantra is infallible. It will produce its desired result. I am sure of that. So, let these persons get released. Be satisfied with their fulfillment of life. And by breaking your order, I shall have to go to eternal hell. I am ready for that, my master. Let's show me that Vasudev Dutta, as he told in Mahaprabhu's Leela. My prayer to you, my Lord, all the jivas, souls, may be released and the whole burden of their sin may be put on my head, and I like to go to the hell for eternity. Let all of them be saved and enter into the domain of Krishna, that Vasudev Dutta, and that Ramanuja. Similarly, then Guru of Ramanuja, you are born, that Kanchi Purna. He was satisfied with Ramananda. You are an exceptional person. You have come to deliver the whole humanity. So your case is different. I could not understand your nature. It is my fault. I withdraw my curse from you. You go on spreading the name of the Lord. Length and breadth of the world. You were born only for that. I am satisfied with it. So here also we find that though Narottam got his initiation from Loknath Prabhu, the only disciple, but he in his stead has thrown, they said, all over the land. And successfully, Narottam Thakur. Another peculiarity we find in Narottam Thakur, who is so scrupulous in his attitude, in his devotion towards his guru, Loknath Goswami, whose favor is earned with a high price. But he was not a blind follower. Though we see that eliminating even Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he surrendered to Lokanath Goswami and got his grace. But still, he was not a blind follower. How? He had gone through the scriptures of Rupa Goswami, etc. He understood Mahaprabhu and the huge structure of the disciple, hierarchy of the disciple. And he said, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, sung by him, Narottam Prabhu. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujana. My everything is Sri Rupa Goswami's holy feet. Holy feet. Everything. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Manjari. We have to discuss so many classifications, like in gradation, the position of rasa, santa dasya sakkha vatsalya madhura. And in madhura, Radharani is kind of special. And then again, there are so many sakhi, nitya sakhi, prana sakhi, so many gradations. Then there is the class of the manjari, younger in age. And they have got more freedom to approach when Radha Govinda, both of them in union, in private position. The Manjari can approach there. They have got freedom to go visit them. If any materials of service is necessary, the Sakhi sent these Manjaris to that place. They did not approach there. So in that way, the Manjari enjoys the best confidence, the most secret service of both can be supplied through the Manjari. They are free, their entrance is free admission in the highest position. So, and their leader is Rupa Manjari. She is the, in girl position, she is supposed to be the leader of all the whole group of Manjari. So in Madhura Bhajan, she is all in all the Rupa Manjari. And Narottam Thakur, he teaches us that, about heart position. She is all in all. We younger batch, for us, she is our highest resort. So, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujan, Sai Mor Sampada, my wealth is there in her feet. Sai Mor, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujan, my worship and service, that is also in her. Sai Mor, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mor Sampada, Sai Mor Bhajana Pujan, Sai Mor Pranodhan, Sai Mor Abharan. The very wealth of my life, the gist of my life is there. Abharan, the ornaments of my life, what if there is anything, that is also within her grace. Abharan, Sai Mor Jivan. The very life of my life, if there is anything, that is also she, at her pleasure. Jivane jivan, Sai Mor Rasanidhi. If there is anything, the source of all desirable ecstasy, it is only there located, Rasanidhi. The mind, the source of all rasa, the fountainhead of all rasa is there, in her feet. Rasanidhi, Sai Mor Mancha Siddhi. If any other fulfillments of life I am to expect, that is also there. Rasanidhi, Sai Mor Mancha Siddhi, Sai Mor Vedera Dharam. If any duty recommended by the Vedas for me, I like it is hard. It is hard feet. Very more Vedira dharam. Sei brato, sei top. If any accumulation at all is desired from any penance or any vows, observance of any vow, that is also there. Sei brato, sei top, sei more mantra jap. And the continued repetition of a mantra in japa, that is also there. All ending there. All things have got only one end, in my case, that is, they meet all in different places to the feet of Rupa. But Manjari, if she satisfied my all sorts of variegated natures of devotional practices, are satisfied. And any conception of duty or activity of any phases of any form of mind, all at one end, meets in one point, that is the feet of Rupa Vaji. In this way, অনুকূল হবে বিধি সে পদে হইবে সিদ্ধি. আই অনলি প্রে টু দি বিধাতা হুইজ এট দি রুট অফ অল দিজ অ্যারেঞ্জমেন্টস অফ অ্যাফেয়ার্স ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড. আই প্রে টু হিম প্লিজ কানেক্ট মি দেয়ার. অনুকূল হবে বিধি সে পদে হইবে সিদ্ধি. দি অ্যাবসলিউট ম্যানেজার, may he grant my prayer that all my tendencies may go to attain his heart favor. Vada haive siddhi. Anukula have vidhi sevale haive siddhi. Nirakhiva edui nayane. And it will be so much intense and concrete, as if I can see with my these eyes. Not vague, not abstract, not imagination, but the concrete, the most concrete realization I want by the grace of the all management. What beauty, what sort of high class beauty is there in her holy feet? I want to be charmed. Virakshiva edvina, serupa madhuri rasi, prana kubala yasasi. If my heart be a lotus, and the lotus kubalaya, the two classes, the kumud, the red lotus, and the white lotus fed from sun, and red lotus from the moon, the kubalaya, a mixture, and day and night, that he is a hard luster of our body, will feed me day and night, the life of my life, which compared with the lotus, Kubalaya, and Kubalaya is fed, is nourished by the luster of moon, and the hard feet is the moon, holy feet, and the mind, very vitality is like lotus, compared. Rana Kupala is Nirakhya Dvina, Sedupa Madhuri Rashi, the beauty, luster of her beauty, may nourish my heart of hearts. Rana Kupala is Nirakhya Dvina, Madhuri Rashi Prana Kubalayasri Prapullito Have Nishidini, and the lotus of my heart will grow by that ray and dance. Prana Kubalayasri Yadhuri Edwina Sirupa Madhuri Yadhuri Edwina Sirupa Madhuri Rashi Prana Kubalayasri Prapullito Have Nishidini. Tvao Darsano Hi, this is my prayer. But what is my present condition? present condition is in the negative side, my master, mistress. Present position is such that without having a sight of you, your grace, my heart is burning, going to burn into ashes. That is my present position. Tuva adarsano hi garale jarala dehi. This is just like the poison of a cobra. Poison, it is jara, the poison produces some sort of pain, a bitter pain into my heart. And it is bitten by the snake. And what is that snake? Snake that I am not getting direct contact of you, your face. Garale, jarale, two others. Sono, ohi means serpent. The serpent poison is has captured my heart, and I am going to die. Garale, jarale. Kirodin, tapita jigan. And this is not a sudden thing. For a long and long time, from the beginning, I am suffering from this sort of pain of separation from such a beautiful and a hopeful life of fulfillment. Bhavita jivan, haha prabhu karadaya deha mare parajaya tula pade dharina saran. But I am now reached in the extreme position, for the last time I am begging for your favor. Otherwise I am going to be finished. This is written by Narottam Thakur in praising Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupanuga Sampradaya. This Sampradaya is named as Rupanuga Sampradaya. Our Guru Parampara, all these things are adjusted according to that. Another also instance we find in the song of Narottam Thakur that when she is thinking of his future bride days, that he is taken, entered Vrindavan and was going to get the service of Radha Krishna under the direction of Rupa Goswami. Such position has come, has dawned, the day has dawned. Kabe Lokanath mor hatete dhoriya piyaje samat pibe rupasthane niya. When the day will come, when my direct master, the Lokanath, he will take by my hand and will offer me to Sri Rupa, Rupa Goswami, to Rupa Goswami. He will catch hold of my hand and take me to Rupa, and there he will. Not that through Lokanath Goswami and his guru, this way you want to approach. But his guru is taking to Sri Rupa, who holds the highest position of our highest fulfillment of life. In this way he is connecting, that his guru, his direct guru, the initiating guru, will take by hand and bless me under the care of Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa. In this way he has given us light of the higher quarter of bhajana life. This is Narottam Thakur. Narottam Parivar. A class is known by the name of Narottam Parivar, that who has got faith in him is sung. He wrote many songs. And for Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and they are very fervent and very ecstatic, and deep faith. Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and so Goswami, so many, so are many others. Narottam Thakur, who was born in Maghi Purnima, in Purnima day of Madhava. and he disappeared in this story, the Krishna Panchami of Kartika, Narottam Thakur. He is within our Guru Parampara. We find Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayana, Rupanu Gajanera Jivan, Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarup Damodara, Rup Sanatana, Sanatana Rupapriya Mahajan Jiva Raghunathana, Jnana Priya Kavi Krishnadas, Krishnadas Priya Varanarottama. We have much appreciation for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kavi Krishnadas Kaviraj, Rasika Bhakata Maj, Jiya Kudra, Chaitanya Charit, Rasunidei Varahai Hit. So decent, the pure devotion, the current, coming by zigzag way, here in Guru Parampara, our Guru Maharaj has connected the link of the Sikha Guru in this way. The first Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is no other than Radha Govinda combined, the very source, the very fountainhead of all our highest aspiration. Then from there, the Sarup Damodar, who is a double of Sri Chaitanya, second representation of Sri Chaitanya Dev, is Sarup Damodar, who is considered to be Lalita Sakhi in past to Vida of Krishna. Sri Sarupa Damodara, Jan Mitra, Rupa Sanatan. And Rupa Sanatan, both of them got direct advice, instruction from Mahaprabhu himself. In Banaras Sanatan and the Allahabad Rupa Goswami, they had the fortune of hearing direct from Mahaprabhu's lips. So Sarup Damodar and his friends, Rupa Sanatan, though they are not disciples, rank. But Sarup is the whole state primary position, and the next, Rupa Sanatan.